Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and today, along with my Renee Horsch, my co-host, and we're introducing a new member to the team, to the Living Out Loud team, Ben McDonald. Hello. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Ooh, we got Ben in the house.
We got Ben.
Yeah. Ben. Yeah. That's Ben with one N. as our friend Chaz Dean would say, yeah.
Name dropping, and we haven't even started.
I know. We're only into 36 seconds. I already dropped the first name. Yes, that's what I do.
Let me pick that up for you.
So, Ben, let's talk a little bit about who Ben is. Yeah. Ben is an actor, producer, director at Social Media Trendsetter.
Don't you love that? Trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
Sounds so cool.
Yeah. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about being a trendsetter, social media trendsetter.
I feel like you guys just made me sound much cooler than I really am.
He's extra cool. He's extra cool. And extra fun. Extra fun and cool. That's good.
I think, trying to make it in Hollywood, you can't just really be one thing anymore. You know,
okay.
It used to be like you have to be a triple threat. But now it's like you have to be a quadruple million threat. Like everyone has so many talents. No one is just one thing anymore. You have to go in a bunch of different directions. You can't just be an actor or just be a model or just be a dancer. You have to like kind of go in every direction.
Well, I would imagine the competition's pretty tough.
Very tough. And there's, when you go in Hollywood, there's a million people that look just like you, same color hair, same kind of training. So it's like you have to figure out how you're going to stand out and how you're going to be different than everyone else.
So is that why you decided to get really into that space of social media?
And I think with social media, because like I'm 23, so I kind of have grown up with it.
Right.
Like not like us, Barbara. Yeah. But I have to say also you have an advertising background too. So
I do. I have also a bachelor's degree in advertising.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but I mean, I started with social media back when like MySpace started, which I don't think anyone even knows what MySpace is anymore.
Is it even around anymore?
Is it still? Well, that was the first thing that I ever signed up for was MySpace.
And I think it's like a music thing now.
Really?
I'm not even up to it. I want us to, don't quote me on this, I think Usher or someone is involved with it and they like do music stuff.
Oh, wow, that's we'll have to Google that.
Yeah. Google that, yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't hear anybody talking about MySpace anymore.
No.
It's like a thing in the past.
Right.
It kind of started all this.
Right.
I was like, and MySpace used to be it. You would like, you'd decorate and you'd design and you had music playing and you would do everything and make it your own spit MySpace.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when MySpace came around, it was at the same time that we were starting to get involved and watch reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, reality TV made stars out of just regular people.
Like the Kardashians, right?
Well,
That came
a little later. And I think that because people wanted to really live out loud and wanted to document, you know, oh, I'm in this restaurant, I'm eating this, I'm eating that. I think that that was contributory, if that's a word, to the explosion of that. And then, of course, Facebook came around.
Mm-hmm. And totally took over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And now when I was talking to Ben last week, he said Facebook's for old people.
It is.
And what's funny is,
old time, it really is, yeah.
Facebook started only for college students.
Right.
You had to have a college email to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
You should
watch the movie.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You had to be in college. It was like a college-only thing. So I remember I had MySpace, and then Facebook came out, and I couldn't get it because I didn't have a college email. I was like in middle school.
Oh, he's in middle school.
Yeah.
He's fresh. Yeah. He still has eggshell on him. He's like a chicken. Yeah. A chick, yeah.
So when did Facebook make that change where it appealed to an older demographic rather than a younger demographic?
Well, I think it started with going towards college students. And then they opened it up, so then it was middle schoolers, high schoolers, all this younger generation. And then they started to find this link of, oh my gosh, we can connect old people. We can connect old, like, classmates and friends. And
right.
Everyone's, like, finding each other through mutual friends. So then the older generation was like, they would sign up and they go, oh my God, I went to high school with that person. Oh, I went to college with them. Oh, there was my old neighbor. And all of a sudden it blew up and it's huge now.
Well, and then exactly. And that's actually how I found like a lot of my high school classmates, or they found me.
Right.
Like people out of the past, and they're like, sending a nice message. And And their photos, they're unrecognizable because, you know, it was a long time ago.
But, you know, the other thing is that because we are such a mobile society and people move away, that's how I was able to keep up with my girlfriends, you know, who moved to Nashville and moved to Colorado. And so, you know, I'd see pictures. Oh, it's somebody's. And then I love the birthday thing because I never could remember people's birthdays.
Oh, that is pretty genius. Yeah, right? Yeah.
So, you know, and the application was so simple that you didn't really need any skill, per se, to do it.
Yeah. See, in MySpace, you used to have to, like, code it to design it and do it. So it was very complicated because you have to get into coding and HTML to make things happen.
Right.
Facebook was just simple. There's no colors. You don't pick your font. It's plain.
Right. Yeah. You just type and hit the button, and that was it, or upload a photo. So, yes, I know my 21-year-old niece, I said to her, well, put your Facebook stuff up so that I can follow what you're doing in college. And she said, Auntie Barbara, it's for old people.
It's for grandparents are on it now. Seriously.
You need Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the difference between Facebook and Instagram?
One of the really nice things, for me at least, is when on Facebook, if you add someone on Facebook – you both become friends. So all of a sudden you see everything they're doing and they see everything you're doing. So someone's posting a photo. Hey, I'm at dinner. Hey, I'm taking a shower. Hey, you have to see everything they post.
Right.
Instagram, people can follow you and you don't necessarily have to follow them back.
Ah. So
like that,
On my Instagram, like I follow way less people than follow me. So these people see everything I do, but I only see the people I want to see's, you know,
stuff.
Material and content and stuff. So it's – but then there's also people get offended, like, you didn't follow me back.
So, but why is it so important to have a number of followers? I mean, it's almost manic now. Oh, I've got 2,000 followers. Oh, I got 500 followers.
I'm building my Instagram. I only have 1,200 or 13. This one, you've got, like, what, 10,000 or 11 now?
It's 12. Almost.
12. Yeah.
12,000 people who you've never probably met.
I mean, I have 12,000. Yeah, I probably know 100 of them.
Yeah.
Right,
if that. Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So what is the importance? Is it just, bragging rights?
You know, for like businesses, it's like it kind of gives them credibility. It's like, oh, you know, you're kind of a big deal. So I think people have kind of jumped on that same thing like, oh, if I have this many followers, it means I'm a big deal. Or, if I have this many people watching what I'm doing, I'm more important. And it's kind of like an endless vicious cycle because, you know, some days I'm like, okay, when is enough? Enough. Like you never quit. You just.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I have 12,000, which is nothing. You know, you look at a Kardashian, they have 60 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian has, I think
so
64
million.
So
there's no limit on Facebook as to how many followers you can have or on Instagram?
On Facebook, it caps you off at 5, right? But then how do you transition to getting more?
Well, like Facebook, like friends, if you're a personal page, you can only have 5,000 friends.
Okay.
But like my quote-unquote actor page, which is like a like page, like I have 10,000 followers on there. So there you can have unlimited.
Oh.
And same with Instagram. You can have unlimited followers. You know, the top people are like Beyonce, Justin Bieber, and Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift. They have like – it's literally in the 60-something million.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
They get
– but then that makes sense because they're like superstars. So they should, right? It's all their fans and all the people
that
like them.
Well, but it's fan-based.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's fan-based. You know, I mean, when I was younger, you joined a fan club.
Yeah.
You know, And I never did, but I had girlfriends who joined a fan club, and they'd pay, you know, $5 or whatever, and then they would get some letters, you
in
know,
the mail,
and, you know, some paraphernalia. So this is basically the same thing, only you're not paying for it.
Yeah.
Right. But these people, they get, within minutes, 100,000 likes.
Wow.
Like, they'll post a photo, and within 5 minutes, there's 100,000 likes. There's 3,000 comments.
It explodes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about the concept of buying friends, which, you know, in my generation, it was you just like took your people out to lunch and gave them stuff so that they would just like you.
That's what I do. Yeah. I'm pretty old school still. I'm like, I'm picking up lunch tabs all the time. Yeah.
Right. You knew it was total bullshit, but hey.
It's my turn.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
That's how you literally buy friends.
Yeah.
Right. Literally.
But people, you know, there's tons of websites out there. You buy these fake followers.
So really?
Yeah. And now now people are so crazy. They'll be like, they check ratios. So they'll be like, okay, so you have 100,000 followers, but you're only getting 100 likes. Something's not right. So then they know you bought followers.
Weird. Yeah.
And then if you're one of those people who quote unquote buy followers, they're like, oh, like you're fake.
Okay.
You know? So it's a science now because people are like,
but how do you know, like, if I bought the if I were buying the followers,
people,
would you be able to see, like, oh, those are fake people?
Sometimes you can tell they're fake because I can click on them and they like they don't have any posts or they don't have anything going.
So yeah. They're really not people.
No, they're fake bots. They're like
they're
fake.
Bots. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you know when you know if you go buy. If you have 100,000 followers, it's not like someone has time to go look through all of them. And some are going to be real, some aren't.
Right.
But it's based on how much interaction you're getting. So if you've got 100,000 followers, and you should at least be getting 5,000 likes, 3,000 likes.
Yeah.
So if you're getting
that makes sense.
Yeah. If you have 100,000 followers and you're getting 200 likes, 100 likes, people are going to be like, something's
fishy. Yeah.
If you have if you're you have all these followers and you're getting 3 comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not really that popular. Yeah.
Even if you're posting really boring things, people are going to comment, this sucks.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
this is all you have today?
Right.
Really? Come on.
You need to get a life.
Like, you're going to get everything. So.
But, you know, for me, I wonder, how do people monetize that many views? So let's say you have a picture that's gotten 100,000 likes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you monetize that into something real?
I mean, you don't. It's like
so. It's just all really
a popularity game, right?
Yeah, popularity. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, like, when you buy followers, you know, who are you trying to be popular to? Because half your people are fake.
Right.
So it's kind of tragic. Yeah.
You know, it's like you're trying to be popular to the real 100 followers that you have. You know, it's a game. It's social media is a game.
But then also, like, if you have, let's say, 500,000 or 600, whatever, almost a million, those people actually can get endorsements off of, right?
Oh, you can get endorsements off 5,000 followers.
Really?
I know people who have 9,000 and they're
now, when you say endorsements, I mean, so that is meaning
they're
like
pitching.
You have a product and the product company pays you?
Yeah, like companies will come to you and say, hey, we'll send you a bunch of stuff or we'll give you some money, but we want you to, you know, post photos wearing our clothing. We want you to make a dedicated post to our special phone case or, like, you know, all sorts of things like that. So
no, as a social media trendsetter, that could be a whole niche business.
That's a lot of people. I know people that make their living doing that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting that you say that because I've got an assistant at work named Jason and his cousin, her name's Jay Maybelline, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got over 752,000 followers.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she was she's about 23 years old. She kind of looks like a Kardashian. She's really pretty. And she's got the curves and everything. And she was a CPA working, like, doing bookkeeping stuff. And she was building up her things were just organically happening and was building up this thing on Instagram. And now the products will send her lipstick and makeup. And she's posting it. And she's making money. And she actually quit her day job. This is her job now.
Wow.
All day long. She's, like, posting things. And she's making, like, $70,000 a month endorsing items.
I know
it's
someone
crazy.
Who will get paid $20,000. For one post.
So how do you start with that? I mean, is it just that people discover you, or do you need to market yourself on certain platforms?
Yeah, you have to kind of build a brand almost. You have to get you have to get people to want to follow you to get more. And it's hard because it's a lot of people at this point, like, say you want to start today, a lot of people are going to feel like you've missed the ball, you know, you've missed the game. Like, it's too late. You got to wait for, like, the next big thing.
The next social media thing to come out.
Yeah. You got to be big. Like, the next thing that comes, you got to be on it right away.
I mean, because I can post a picture, a really cute picture of my dog, and, you know, and I'll get a lot of likes on that. But how do you take that to get viral? Are there companies that you hire, or you just have the right friends?
I mean, there's different applications. Like, once you reach a certain amount of followers, you can join these apps that are, you know, you pretty much throw yourself out there and companies will come search for you. And they'll look for you.
Okay.
And they'll be like, oh, okay, you've got this many followers. Okay, we'll give you this. You know, they'll come to you.
Hmm.
And then you can also seek – I know people that they send emails out all day long. Hey, I'll, you know, love your brand. I'll do this for this amount. And some companies say yes. Some say no.
Wow.
Yeah.
What we got to do, Barbara.
There are free apps that you can download.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any names to share with us?
There's, like, FameBit.
Wow.
But you have to be – you have to have X amount of followers. Like, if you don't have at least 10,000, you can't even join.
Can't even join that. Mm-hmm.
See? It's like a country club.
There's other ones where they check how many people are commenting on your stuff, how many likes. They check all your ratios. They check everything before you can even join.
So now you're telling us that Instagram is the hot thing now versus Facebook.
Instagram and Snapchat.
And what is the difference between Instagram and Snapchat?
So Snapchat – is how do I explain Snapchat? It's instant. It's what's happening right now.
Okay.
And it lasts for 24 hours,
and it's
right?
Picture, right?
Picture and videos.
Picture and videos.
But it's 24 hours. You can't go post something later. It's you have okay. to – it's what's
it's
happening.
It's live right now with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I can't take a photo of us doing our show right now and then post it later? It won't allow you to do that?
No.
Oh.
There's no time warp here.
Yeah, okay. So we can't Photoshop ourselves and like come back an hour later like, okay, I'm looking really pretty in this photo. Yeah.
Unfortunately not. But that was a lot of information.
Yeah.
Well, Ben,
see, really
thanks
smart.
So
yeah.
much for giving us all this good information. And we will be back next time with Barbara, Renee, and Ben. Thanks for listening to Living Out Loud.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.